living.
Let's talk about your success overnight here, my friend. I mean, right to the stars. You shot right up to the top, man. You are doing just an incredible job right now, and you are the top of everyone's mind. How does it feel for you to go from where you started in that corner bar in Mild May, and now you're on big stages and going right across the country here?
It's so surreal, and yeah, I'm very grateful to be, where I'm at right now, and it's just a dream come true. It's been a whirlwind year. We've been sort of all over the place, everywhere all at once, playing shows, putting out new music. It's honestly kind of surreal and hard to fathom at times, hearing my song on the radio and all that stuff is just a dream come true for somebody like me who's been doing this for a while and mostly just playing small bars and stuff like that coming up. But be where I'm at right now, it's super cool.
Yeah, roots are really important to you. So, how does one with that in mind keep themselves grounded? I mean, with all of that coming at you, are there certain things you do or don't do to keep yourself on track?
I think the people around me in my life definitely keep me grounded and humbled, especially my fiance. She's great at doing that. I show her my songs all the times and she keeps me wanting to be better, which is something I'm very grateful for. And just coming from a small town and the people that like my best friends in life and my family and everybody's from sort of that rural community. And I think that's something that'll just always stick with me. And yeah, it's been sort of easy for me to just, stay true to me and stay who I am. And that's what I write about. And that's what I like to sing about on stage. So I just a constant reminder when I sing my songs, I'm who I am and how I should be.
And I guess that's where the EP title Bruce County comes in.
Yeah, the EP is called Bruce County. We got four songs on there and all of them are relative to how I grew up in Bruce County and in Mild May specifically. Growing up in a small town is special and it's unique and the songs sort of speak to that and every time I listen to them it puts me in that place and I just hope the listener can hear that. There's a lot of swampy country songs on there. It's just a reminder of what it's like at home for me.
I think it's great that artists kind of don't need to look outside to other things for inspiration. There's stuff right inside your own lives, inside your own houses, inside your own upbringing. And there's a lot of content there. You find yourself drawing from that quite a bit on this record.
100%. Yeah, especially country music is, it's about the simple things in life. It's nothing fancy. On the EP, it's about a guy named Dan. I have a song called Dan, and we all know a Dan. And yeah, that's what I love about country music. It's just the storytelling aspect of it. And you can sing a song about anything, and it doesn't have to be special. It doesn't have to be anything. It can just be an everyday thing that everybody relates to. And that's why I think so many people are drawn to the genre, especially now more than ever. And that's why I love it. That's for sure.
Buckle Up Tour coming. This is a nice one. You're rolling through some pretty cool towns. Some that I've heard of, some I've never heard of. Have you been to any of these places before outside of Mild May?
I've never played a show in any of them outside of Mild May, but I've been through Banff several times and it's such a beautiful spot out there. It's kind of unique getting to go through and visit places that artists don't normally go to. I think that's super cool and that's something I'm really looking forward to. I can't wait to explore some of these small towns.
When you're off the stage, being Owen, what do you do with your time while you're on tour?
All kinds of nonsense on the road. We got a tee time in Banff booked, but I got a text yesterday and there was about a foot of snow on the ground in Banff. So I don't
Ooh.
think that that's going to
Yeah, they'll ruin
hang
your
it
game.
out. Yeah, I'll hopefully get some hikes in, go for some cool walks in the mountains. That's sort of my plan.
And we're going to have you down here in Niagara Falls late in June, the 29th, at OLG Stage at Falls View Casino. That's going to be a nice one.
Oh, I'm so excited for that. I'm a Nickelback fan, so it's gonna be a cool sort of surreal moment to share the stage with those guys. And I mean, the venue looks amazing, the OLG Stage. I've never been there, but I've heard great things and seen some pictures, and I cannot wait for that one.
Are you a gambler? Would you find yourself at the tables or the slots?
I wouldn't say I'm too much of a gambler. I've spent a little bit of time in the slots, and I usually lose all my money and walk out frustrated. But yeah, maybe a little bit of blackjack. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, playing a show with Nickelback, anything could happen that night. It's pretty cool to see my name and face on a poster next to theirs. I never thought I'd get that opportunity, but I'm very grateful for that.
You're going to be at the CMAOs as well this year, right? In June?
I will be. Yep, I'll be at CMAOs. I'm performing at the award show this year, so it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to seeing some of my peers and getting to see some faces that I haven't seen in a while out there.
Well, we'll see you down there in Mississauga on June 2nd. Perhaps we can tip a glass and have one.
I would love to. Let's do it for sure.
Owen Riegling, a pleasure. Thank you so much. Good luck on the tour, and we'll see you at the CMAOs.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate your time, and yeah, we'll see you there. Can't wait.